And time for a look at the news for this Tuesday, the 13th day of April for 2021. A maintenance shutdown and a state testing backlog have quarantined players and coaches in the Amador County Unified School District. Last Monday, all football players and coaches from Amador and Argonaut High Schools were COVID-19 tested as required before a game. The state lab, where the tests are performed and results are determined, conducted some maintenance work which delayed the receipt of the results. At noon last Friday, the day of the big game, the results still had not been received. With support from the Amador County Public Health Department, the players and coaches were tested again Friday afternoon using the antigen rapid test. Now, this provides results in 15 minutes. Late Friday afternoon, all tests came back negative, and the big game between Amador and Argonaut High Schools was allowed to proceed that evening. Due to the delay from the test center, the results from the Monday tests were not received until this past weekend. Well, on Sunday, it was reported that a player from one of the teams who played in the big game tested positive with COVID-19, according to the test results from Monday. Although the student tested negative Friday afternoon with the antigen test, the test collected on Monday takes precedence due to it being more sensitive and a more specific type of test. The student who tested positive is now isolating, and all Amador and Argonaut football players who played in the big game and the Argonaut football coaching staff are being quarantined until Monday the 19th, which is 10 days after contact. Contact tracing is underway to determine if there are additional students, teachers, and staff that were within 6 feet of this student for 15 minutes or more last week who may also need to quarantine.
Well, Calaveras Public Health reported yesterday 8 new COVID-19 cases since Friday, with the county's total cases at 2,041, active cases decreasing to 14, recoveries increasing to 1,976. Now, one Calaveras resident is hospitalized. Now, Calaveras reports 25,837 vaccinations have been given. Individuals should register on MyTurn at myturn.ca.gov to be notified of upcoming vaccination clinics and to schedule appointments. You can also call 833-422-4255. Now, Calaveras Public Health recommends getting vaccinated, wearing a mask, washing your hands, physical distancing, avoiding crowds, and not going to work or school when sick, as the county is in less restrictive tiers and more activities are opening up. Statewide, health officials say a change in the criteria California uses to calculate a county's COVID-19 case rate, expected sometime this week. As to how that will affect small counties like Amador and Calaveras has yet to be explained.
And the Amador County School Board of Trustees announced yesterday that Dr. Tori Gibson has been selected as the new superintendent of schools pending board approval at the upcoming April 28th meeting. Gibson currently serves as superintendent of Penn Valley Union School District. A statement from the Amador County Unified School District describes Gibson as an innovative leader with K-12 administrative experience who has successfully merged two districts into one, including bargaining units. She is an advocate for small and rural communities with state and professional organizations and has successfully managed emergency closures and reopening schools during wildfire seasons, PSPS events, and the COVID-19 pandemic. Prior to Penn Valley Union, Dr. Gibson worked as a principal in the Sacramento City Unified School District, where she led multiple parent and community engagement projects. Gibson is scheduled to begin her position on July 1st. The district will host a meet-and-greet opportunity for students, parents, staff, and community members to meet Dr. Gibson at a future date in coming months.
Well, the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors expected to vote on a new Public Works and Transportation Director. Robert Patchinger has been serving as the interim Public Works Director since December, following the resignation of Joshua Pack. The supervisors will vote on a resolution today to remove the interim tent. Patchinger also recently served as Deputy Public Works Director and County Surveyor. He joined the county back in 1990 as a civil engineer after serving in the Air Force. Now, also during today's meeting, the board will hear an update on the local COVID-19 response. There will be a public hearing on an addendum amending the Cannabis Cultivation and Commerce Ordinance. It's related to adding a sunset date to the submittal of cultivation applications and adding well testing in the seventh year of cultivation.
And a 30-year-old Angels Camp man lost his life in a solo vehicle accident early Saturday morning. According to the Calaveras CHP, around 3:45, Eric Malman was driving a Chevy Suburban northbound on Vallecito Road, just south of Highway 4, at an unknown speed. He lost control of his vehicle as he traveled through a fence. The vehicle left the roadway, became airborne, went down a steep embankment, landing at the bottom, and started to roll over, causing Malman to be ejected. Unfortunately, he sustained fatal injuries in this collision. No further details have been released at this time.
And Caltrans conducting one-way traffic control this week for utility work on 88 and Pioneer. Crews will work between Defender Grade and Cedar Heights Drive from 7:30 in the morning till 7 in the evening this Friday. One-way traffic control in effect. Motorists should expect 10-minute delays. The work is scheduled to begin as listed, but subject to change due to related issues. For the safety of workers and other motorists, be work zone alert.
And Caltrans reminds us that workers will be performing tree work on Highway 26 today through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Motorists should expect 10-minute delays. Alternate routes should be taken whenever possible. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.